Welcome back, everybody, to Yom Tov Daf Ayin Tesem and Aleph 79a, and we are on the top of Daf Ayin Tesem and Aleph. The Mishnah had told us, or Kenei Lasos, that you have to take out enough hide, enough animal skin, in order to make a kameh, in order to make an amulet, in order to be chai for Otzah on Shabbos. Remember, we've been talking about all different types of things as to what shear, what amount is enough to be chayiv for carrying things out on Shabbos. Now, what's important to remember is the amount. What we're trying to figure out, what the Mishnah is discussing, is based on chashivas. What's considered valuable enough that it's actually considered an action of carrying as opposed to just carrying out nothing. So this is what we're going to analyze now, all within or within animal skin. And we're going to see there's a statement that there's five or six questions raised on. So let's get started. So says the Gemara. So if someone takes out animal skin, so how much are you going to be chayav for? Amar lo, Rav Nachman said back to him, kid, it's not like it says in our Mishnah, or kidei lasos kameya, that it's enough animal skin to make an amulet. So Rashi points out this is just like an introductory question because it's pretty explicit in our Mishnah. Now comes Rav and asks further, and he says, Amar abdu bekama. So if someone tans the hide, if someone tans the animal skin, so how much must you tan in order to be chayav? So with this too, Amar lo, Rav Nachman said back to him, lo shana, there's no distinction within the shear, because whenever we are dealing with animal skin, the shear is always going to be kameya, it's always going to be enough to make an amulet. Ask Marla, abdu bekama. So let's say it's something which has not yet been tanned. So you're taking out animal skin which has not yet been tanned. So how much is going to be chayv if you are carrying that amount? So Amrale again, lo shna, Rav Nachman said back to him, there is again no distinction. The minimum shear is always going to be this amulet, no matter how prepared it is, whether it's tanned or not, it's always going to be the same shear. Minatim Rus. So now we're going to bring a proof for this statement and then have many questions on it. So Rava says, from where do we know this? That even unprocessed hide, even unprocessed animal skin is going to have the same minimum shear as processed animals. And Kiditnan Rav Nachman says back from the Mishnah which we are going to see later on, Daf Kofei, tell us, so someone who's whitening wool or distangling wool or dyeing wool or spinning wool, Shiro Kimlo Rochav Hasid Kafel. So the measurement for this in order to be chayev is the double the width of the amount from your pointer to your middle finger, if it's most spread out as possible, so double that amount. That's how much someone's going to be chayev for doing all those actions. And someone who weaves two threads, Shiro Kimlo Rochav Hasid. So the measurement is the full width of this measurement between the pointer and the middle finger, so it would just be one of those, so half the shear that we just mentioned, that's what the shear would be for weaving two threads. So it says in the Gemara, though, Rav Nachman says, Alma, we see from here, Kevin del Tvia Kai Shiro Kitavoi, Hakanami, Kevin del Abdo Kai Shiro Ki Me'uban. So it says in the Gemara, based on what we just said, based on this Mishnah, so you see that the same shear exists when it comes to whitening wool, when it comes to tangling wool, when it comes to dyeing wool, and when it comes to spinning wool. All of these things are earlier in the process, and they're like less processed than the actual spinning itself, and we see it has the same shear. So the same thing would apply here as well. Just like tanning is always going to have this shear of an amulet, so it doesn't matter how far along the process you are, whether it's tanned, whether it's not, it's always going to have the same shear. And this is the proof that's brought from that Mishnah, Daf Kuf Hei. Now ask the Gemara, Shalula Abdu Bakama, and let's say animal skin does not even plan on being tanned, so how much do you need to take out in that situation? Amar Leh, again, Lo Shnar of Nachman said back, there's no distinction. Whenever we are dealing with animal skin, it's always going to be an amulet. That is the size to be chayev on Shabbos, and it doesn't matter how far along the processing we are. So now ask the Gemara, Lo Shani Bein Mu'uba L'Sheino Mu'uba, is there really no distinction between animal skin which is tanned and that which is not tanned? Esfei, but we have a problem with this from a brisa. The brisa says, Amutzi Samanim Shiruyin. Let's say someone takes out steeped herbs, things that are used for dyeing things. Kedei Letzboa Behen Dugmo Ira. So you're only going to be chayv if you take enough of a dye that's a sample that you would use to sample for other things. And this is the necessary size, which is to close up some sort of yarn ball that a weaver would use. But when it comes to these things that have not yet been soaked in water, we learn the Mishnah tells us, that different types of dyes, satim upua, so different other types of dyes, beged katan, lefi svacha. So you're only going to be chayv if you have the amount that you would be able to dye the small cloth for the top of a woman's hat. We see this is a larger amount than that which is needed for the sample, which was mentioned on the top of the brisa. And what we see from here is that we need a larger amount for something that was unprocessed rather than when something was processed. When something is processed, it's more chashuv, and you're only going to need a smaller amount in order to be chayav on Shabbos. So just like it's true over there when it comes to these dyes, it should be true by us when it comes to the animal skin, that a kamea, the size of an amulet, that should only be true for one of the things, but you should need a smaller shear, and the shearim should be different whether it is more processed or less processed. So how could it possibly be the same thing? So answers the Gemara, Ha'it Mara La, but it's already been said regarding that Mishnah and that statement by the dyes, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravua, Lefishinan Horeach,
that case by the dyes are different because a person is not going to go out of his way and do all the soaking with the dyes unless it's something which is worthwhile. So the reason why we need the bigger shear, we need the shear that's enough to dye the top of the small cloth of a woman's hat, is is because that's the only amount that it would be worth it to do it for that type of situation. Just to do it for the smaller shear of the sample size of the yarn ball for the weaver, so that's not going to be chashuv enough, so that's why you're not going to be chayav for carrying. So that's different. But when it comes to the or, when it comes to the animal skin, even a kamea, the amulet size is going to be chashuv, whether it is processed hide or unprocessed hide. Now comes the Gemara with a different challenge. And Rava asks another question. But there's a case of garden seeds where there's a distinction between planted and unplanted seeds. So what the Gemara is going to ask is, just as there's a distinction between planted and unplanted seeds, that's the same thing as processed versus unprocessed thing. And we see there's a distinction in shear, so the same thing should be by animal skin as well. So let's see within the Gemara. Because before the seeds are planted, the Mishnah says, that if someone takes out garden seeds, pachos mikro gogeres, he's going to be chayav if he takes out less than the size of a grogeres, a dried fig. Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira, remember, Yehuda ben Basira says chamisha, that the shear is even smaller, it's just 5 seeds. Yehu basar zari nantanan, but when it comes to after the planting is done, so the Mishnah tells us, zevel v'chol hadak, that if someone takes out fertilizer or fine sand, kedei l'zabel bo kel shokrov, he's going to be chayv if he takes out enough to fertilize a single stalk of cabbage. Divi Rabbi Akiva, v'chacham momrim, kedei l'zabel krisha, enough to fertilize a leek. But what we do see from here is this is a much smaller shear after it's already been planted. So we see again, as when it's further in the process, when it's more processed, then a smaller shear is necessary. So the same thing should be true when it comes to animal skin, that when it's processed or tanned, it should have a different shear when it is tanned and when it is not. So answers the Gemara again, no, that case is different because ha et mara la, mara of papa, ha jizriya, ha de lozriya. Why? Because lafisha in adam torea chalotzi nima achas lozriya. Same idea that when it comes to planting, a person's not going to bother taking out a single seed for planting. So we see that you're going to need a larger quantity when dealing with unplanted stuff rather than planted stuff. Because again, it's not chashuv enough in order to make you chayav for carrying. But when it comes to the animal skin, the same amount, whether it's tanned or not, whether it's processed or not, is also going to be chashuv enough in order to have you be chayav. So that's why kameya, the size of an amulet, is always going to be the shear when it comes to the animal skin. Now comes the Gemara with a third question. Rava asks another question on all of this. Vare tit, but we have a case of clay, of cement, that before it's mixed and after it's mixed, we have a different shear. So we see this, just like it has different shear over there when things are processed versus not, it should have the same thing by animal skin. So let's read it inside the Gemara. Vare tit, the mikami de gabe tanya, because when it comes to clay before it was needed, the Brisa, it teaches us modem chacham le Rabbi Shimon b'motzi shofach in l'rishis harab, that the chachamim agree with Rabbi Shimon when it comes to taking out the wastewater, the water that's just meant for pouring out garbage, the useless water, into a rishis harab. Shishurim b'revius, that you're going to be chayev if you take out a revius of this useless water. V'havina ban, we asked on this, shofach in l'may chazu. So what is this water even used for? Why would you even be chayev even for revius? What's the purpose? V'am Rabbi Yirmi and Rabbi Yirmi. So we saw this. V'yudafgal l'gabba b'hen es hatit. It's used to make cement, and that's why it's useful, even though it's water which seems to be useless. V'yu basar d'l'gabbe t'nan. But after the clay has already been kneaded, then we taught in the brisa, tit kine lasos behen pikor, that someone who takes out clay is going to be chayv if he takes out a much smaller amount, something which is just enough to form the opening of some sort of basket or something, whatever it is. So we see the shear is way smaller after it's processed, after it has been already kneaded. So the same thing should apply by animal skin. Before it's processed, after it's processed, before it's tanned, after it's tanned, it should have a different shear depending on when we are discussing. So answers the Gemara again, hasam nami kidam levisha in adam toreach legabel esatit lasos bo pikor. Same idea again over there. It's the same machshev issue. What's considered important? After it's kneaded, that's when it would be useful just to have this smaller amount. But before it's kneaded, you wouldn't make all this cement just for this useless amount. So that's why it's going to be different when it comes to animal skins, because people would make this amulet even for unprocessed animal skin. So comes the Gemara with another challenge to Rav Nachman. Tashma, come and learn and prove. Tamar Bichia Barami, Mishmei De'ula, Shlosha Oro, saying there are 3 types of hides, 3 types of animal skin, each with a different minimum size in order to be chayav for carrying on Shabbos. Matzah, Bechipa, V'diftara. 3 are Matzah, Chipa, and Diftara. So what are they? Matzah, Kimashmo. Matzah is like its name, De'lo Meliach, De'lo Kimiach, De'lo Afit, that it's not yet salted, it's not treated with flour, and it doesn't have these gallnuts. Basically, this matzah is completely untreated, it's totally unprocessed, so it's going to have the largest of the shiurim. Now, this is actually very interesting. The post can use this thing over here when talking about matzah, even though it's not talking about our food matzah, that it says matzah is something which is defined as something which is not salted. So are you allowed to put salt in the cooking of our matzah, or does it have to just be flour and water? So the Shulchan Aruch says it ideally should just be flour and water with no salt, but the Ramah says no, it absolutely cannot be with salt. But we see that this Gemara, our Gemara, is actually a discussion in that conversation. So now ask the Gemara of a Kama Shiro, and how much is that minimum shear when talking about this matzah type
type of animal skin. Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yehuda kidei lotzur bo mishkolas kitana, enough to wrap a small weight in it. Vekama, and how big is this small weight? Amar Abaye riva de riva de pumbedisa, 1/4 of a fourth of a litra, which is used in pumbedisa. It's a very tiny amount. Machipa de meliach, a chipa is an animal skin that was treated with salt, lo kimeach lo afitz, but has not yet been treated with flour or with galnuts. Vekama shiro kiditnan, and what's the shear, like it says in the Mishnah, or kidei lasos kameh. So you're going to be chayev if it's an amulet size. This is even smaller than the size for a matzah. This third thing is demeliachu kimiach v'loafit. So it has this treatment of salt, and it has the treatment of flour, but not with the galnuts. V'kama shiro, and what's the shear for this? The answer is the Gemara, kidei lichtov alav es haget. So it's the smallest of the shear. Rashi explains it's just what you would need to write the most basic things of a get, but this is the smallest of the shear. So what we see from here, again, is by this whole thing with animal skins, based on how far along the process it is, then you would need a smaller shear as it is further processed. So the same thing should apply by our general animal skins, and we should say that a kamea is only one of the shearim, but if it's further along the process, then it would be a smaller shear, or if it's less along the process, then it should be a bigger shear, but it certainly shouldn't be the same thing. So now the Gemara comes and brings the proof explicitly. So karani mias kidei latzur bo mishkolas kitana, v'amar Abaye riva deriva depumbedisa. So earlier, Reb Chiya taught us that this matzah type of hide, this animal skin, so that's going to be chayev once you bring enough to wrap a small weight. Niv amar Abaye riva deriva depumbedisa. And Abaye explained that this is the fourth of a fourth of depumbedisa. This is a larger shear. So again, we see as it's earlier in the processing stages, it's going to be a bigger shear. So why would it be different? So answer the Gemara, hasum to be shula. So over there, by the matzah thing, it was referring to a case where the hide is still moist. Therefore, it cannot be tanned, and therefore, the minimum shear is going to be large. However, when we are dealing with dry and untanned leather that can be tanned, then it's going to be treated just as tanned leather, so then it's going to be the same. But when it's totally moist, then it's going to be different. That's why this matzah thing is different over here. Now the Gemara brings one final proof against Rav Nachman, who said that it's going to be the same shear of a kamea, whether it's processed or not, whether it's tanned or not. V'atanan, but we learned in a Mishnah in Kelim. Habeged shloshah shloshah l'midras. So the minimum size of a beged is going to be 3x3 tefachim in order to have this tumas midras. Hashak arba ar arba. So the minimum size for a sackcloth is 4x4 tefachim, or chamisha al chamisha. So, or this is what we've been discussing. Animal hide is 5x5 tefachim, mapa chisha al shisha. That's 6x6 for a mat. Bein lemidras, bein lemes, whether it's talking about tumas midras or tumas mes. V'tani Allah, habegir v'hashak va'or, kishiro l'tuma kach shiro l'otza. And the Brisa taught that whatever the shear is for tuma, so the same shear is going to be for otza, meaning the amount that it needs to become tame is the same amount that you're going to be chayav for carrying. But what it came out of this Mishnah. The Mishnah said that when it comes to animal skin, it's going to be 5x5 tefachim. That is a much different shear than a kamea. So what are we talking about here? We just said that it's always going to be a kamea, whether it's tanned or untanned, but here we're saying it's 5x5 when it's untanned, when it's eno ma'ubad. So how are we supposed to explain this? How does this fit? So answers the Gemara, one final deflection, hahu bekor tovla. The Mishnah in Kalim was talking about a different case. It's talking about boiled leather. That can only be used for hard things like furniture and chairs and stuff. So therefore, the minimum measure is going to be larger. But if we were talking about untanned leather, that would just be treated like tanned leather, and then it would be the same thing. So this is Daf Ayin Tesa Manaf. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.